Diva Kodja, it's me sure Joe Mullen, Thoughtfuls, you're always with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, I'm Joe Mullen, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Bollard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. Okay, let's start this week with an instrumental or instrumentals from that fabulous, fantastic, talented group Daydannon. And they're playing, well, a track I've never heard before, but it's nice foot-tapping music. Charlie Harris's Reel. Well, that's a good lively start to the programme. I meant to point out to you before I play the track, you should listen out for the bowron, which is the Irish drum. And they can make it different sounds from it altogether. Some wonderful bowron players in Ireland. There, Daydannon, Charlie Harris's Reel. Our first Daniel track this week, I say first because I probably get another one in before the end of the programme, is a song from his home county, Donegal, and he's looking forward to getting back and making his destination, Donegal.
As I stand above the starboard bow and watch the ocean foam, as I view each new horizon, I grow further from my home. I'm sailing on a foreign ship that's bound for Montreal, but I'll view the world and make my destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe, or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Creasland and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call, there beyond the Bluestack Mountains in the town of Donegal. Donegal, I miss you, and I'll never understand why I left you for these foreign lands against my heart's command. Whatever fortune comes my way, whatever may befall, I know I'll make my destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe, or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Creasland and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call, there beyond the Bluestack Mountains in the town of Donegal. I know I'll make my final destination Donegal.
A man who's been one of the most popular entertainers, not only here in Ireland, but around the world, Daniel O'Donnell and Destination Donegal. And it's at this point in the programme, and I should have done this at the very beginning, I want to apologise for my voice, because it's been used and abused over the last week or so, and I think we might be able to manage to get to the end of the programme. But if I sound like Louis Armstrong on a bad day, I apologise. Now, this next track might not be everybody's cup of tea, but I like it. On last week's programme, I think it was, we played Sean Dunphy's version of this song, and we were up in Donegal a few moments ago with Daniel. Now we're moving right down to the south, and we're going to Kerry. We're going to that wonderful town known as Tralee. Yes, you've guessed it. This is unusual in the fact that it is sung for us here by Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. They're giving us their version of The Rose of Tralee. They have their own arrangement of this, and as I said a few moments ago, it may not be everybody's cup of tea, but it is unusual.
Thank you. and so rare as Rose of Tralee. Straight with my love.
Was near the crystal fountain. Was there he won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She was fair,
alas, so rare,
and lovely,
as we stood there,
like a beautiful summer rose.
Yet was not the lassie's beauty alone that won me the heart of the Rose of Tralee. My Mary, my lassie fair, the Rose of Tralee.
Tralee,
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 Tralee.
Mary, so fair to see.
She's fair to see.
Sure, the Rose of Tralee's in old Erin,
where hearts are young and gay.
Come on now, be honest. It was different, to say the least. Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians and the Rose of Tralee. Now, a track that I've played before, but it met with such reception, I'm going to play it again. It's that lovely album recorded by the Irish Rovers, live in Pasadena. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll hand over to them and let them explain what it's all about.
This next song comes from the city of Belfast, and we better explain it to you, well, to most of you anyway, before we sing it, otherwise you won't understand a bloody word of it. It tells the story of a man who falls in love with this girl and eventually marries her, much to the approval of the girl's mother, because the mother knows that this boy owns a little farm and has quite a bit of money coming to him. But then halfway through the song, she finds out that he spent all his money before the marriage, so her mind changes about him. And then all hell breaks loose. It's called Mick McGuire.
Oh, me name is Mick McGuire, and I'll quickly tell to you of a girl that I admire. She was Katie Donahue. She was fair and fat and 40, and believe me when I say, whenever I come in at the door, you can hear her mommy say, "Johnny, get up on the fire, get up and give your man a sit. Can't you see it's Mick McGuire, and he's got your sister kid? You know very well he owns a farm a wee bit out of the town. Up you down to that ye impotent rat, let Mr. McGuire sit down." Well, the first time I met her was at that dance at Donaghadee. I very kindly asked her would she dance a step with me. I asked if I could see her home and she'd be going my way. Oh, whenever I come in at that door you can hear the old one say, "Johnny, get up on the fire, get up and give your man a sit. Can't you see it's Mick McGuire and he's got your sister kid? You know very well he owns a farm a wee bit out of the town. But get out to that ye impotent rat, let Mr. McGuire sit down." But now that we are married, her mommy's changed her mind, because I spent the money that me daddy left behind. Now she hasn't got the decency to give me time of the day. Oh, whenever I come in at the door, you can hear her mommy say, "Johnny, come up to the fire, come up, you're sitting in the trap. Can't you see it's Al McGuire? Ah, he nearly drives me daft. I don't know what you're saying, but he's always on the chair. So sit me a bar and never you dark about Al McGuire the chair. Diddly dow da low da low da low da diddly dow da low. Diddly dow da low da low da low da diddly dow da low. I don't know what you're saying, but he's always on the chair. So sit me a bar and never you dark. Give Al McGuire the chair."
Oh, the mammy changed her mind. Sit where you are and never you dare to give old McGuire the chair. The Irish Rovers there. Now for the song that I played regularly by Bing Crosby, The Story of Eileen. But I'm going to play for you now a version by John McNally, and I do apologise, it's a very old recording, telling the sad story of Eileen.
The sea by the castle Dunedin, The fairest of all was the maiden Eileen. The bloom on her cheek was as fresh as the dew, and her heart to a young fisher laddie was true. At morn he would sail with the sun and the tide, at eve would return to his promised young bride, and there on the shore she could hear it so plain, his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain: Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen. They were to be wed on a Sunday in May, and faith 'twas a joy to see Eileen so gay. The morning before he set sail with the tide, but he never returned to his promised young bride. Oh no, nevermore was her heart light and warm. Her lover, he died, yes, he died in a storm. But down by the shore she could still hear so plain his ghost in the wind singing soft this refrain: Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen, Eileen.
John McNally and an abridged version of the song Eileen. Now I'm going to play for you another favourite. This one, well, I'm not quite sure how long ago it is since I played it, but I haven't played this version of it. This is the story of the young girl who is spinning at the spinning wheel, and her blind grandmother is sitting by the fire, nodding, falling asleep, and she says, Eileen, I hear somebody tapping. And the young girl says, no, Granny, it's not. It's only the ivy against the window. And she says, ah, Eileen, I hear somebody crying. She said, no, it's not. It's the sound of the autumn winds dying. What is it? It's her young man knocking on the door saying, come on down here. And she says, I can't. He says, get up on the stool and spin the wheel with your foot and jump. And what does she do? She does exactly that. Listen to the wonderful version that I acquired recently of Nana Mouskouri, the Greek singer, singing and telling us the story of the spinning wheel.
Mellow, the moonlight to shine is beginning. Close by the window, young Eileen is spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting, is crooning and moaning and drowsily knitting. Merrily, cheerily, noisily whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring, sweet voice of the young maiden singing. Eileen, Yukara, I hear someone tapping. 'Tis the ivy, dear mother, against the glass flapping. Eileen, I surely hear somebody sighing. 'Tis the sound, mother dear, of the autumn winds dying. There's a form at the casement, the form of her true love, and he whispers with face bent, I'm waiting for you, love. Get up on the stool through the lattice, step lightly, and we'll rove in the grove while the moon's shining brightly. Merrily, cheerily, noisily whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel while the foot's stirring, sprightly and lightly and merrily ringing. Sounds the sweet voice of a young maiden singing. The maid shakes her head, on her lips lays her fingers, steals up from the seat, longs to go and yet lingers. A frightened glance turns to her drowsy grandmother, puts one foot on the stool, spins the wheel with the other. Lazily, easily swings now the wheel round. Slowly and lowly is heard now the real sound. Noiseless and light to the lattice above her, the maid steps then leaps to the arms of her lover. Slower and slower and slower the wheel swings, lower and lower and lower the reel rings, ere the reel and the wheels stop their spinning and moving. Through the grove the young lovers by moonlight are roving.
In the grove, by the moonlight, the young lovers are roving. Oh, the madam! The spinning wheel from Nana Muscuri. I said at the beginning of the programme that we'd hear some old favourites and some new stars. Well, first of all, this is a not so much an old favourite. It's a favourite anyway, and we play it regularly on the programme. It's the song written by Johnny Cash on his way home from a holiday in Ireland. Of course, you know I'm speaking about 40 Shades of Green. But this is an unusual version. It's sung by the Browns. I'm a big fan of the Browns. They sing some lovely harmonic music. Listen to their version of 40 Shades of Green.
I closed my eyes and pictured the emerald of the sea. From the fishing boats that dingle to the shores of Donadie, I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skippery, the Midlands and the Moorlands and the 40 Shades of Green.
But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her arms and hair so long and brown.
Again, I want to see into the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as shadow. Under 40 shades of green.
I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers bend the bulbs and spray the turf.
To see again the thatch
how the straw the women glean. I'd walk from court to lawn to see the 40 shades of green.
But most of all I miss a girl in Tipperary town, and most of all I miss her hugs and hands so long in town.
Again I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and their 40 shades of green.
The Browns and their interpretation of the Johnny Cash song 40 Shades of Green. And that's what you'll see here in Ireland. Ireland is well known for the green, but they say it's because of the soft rain that falls, that all the plants and flowers and trees, well, they're all different shades of green. 40 shades of green. Now, it's been a bit sleepy around here, so we're going to liven it up a bit. We're going to have an Irish jig, and it's played by a group called Cherish the Ladies, led by Joni Madden. Joni is the world's best whistle player. Oh my golly, can she make that thing talk. Here, there's a very unusual name for a jig. It's entitled the Cat's Meow Jig. So I'm playing this for all cats that might be listening. The Cat's Meow Jig. I know it was a little longer than we usually have, but it was too good to fade. Cherish the Ladies, featuring Joni Madden. Now I'm coming to an artist that I played a couple of times during the last month or so. I'm speaking of Sonny Knowles. Sonny was a great artist, a great cabaret artist in his own right for many years. Fine musician and a fine singer. Wherever Sonny appeared, the venues would be packed. People would be queuing up for hours before the show started. Take a listen to Sonny singing one of his more popular tracks, When the Snow is on the Roses.
Now the golden sun can see us kiss. Every summer day we love like this. When the snow is on the roses, when the bluebirds flown away, in my as we walk along the silvery shore, vows we make will last forevermore. When the snow is on,
Sonny Knowles and When the Snow is on the Roses. And now we come to a track from Val Doonican. I don't know whether you're aware of Val Doonican, but Val was a fine artist. He served his time in the music business, starting life as a singer, travelling the country in various travelling shows before packing his bags and guitar and heading off to London to seek his fortune. And he seeked and he found. First of all, he played a lot on the Irish scene in England. Then he went on to BBC Radio, and from there, a big step forward to his own weekly television special. And it was watched by millions. Very talented man, lovely singer and a good guitar player. Listen to the funny story of Delaney's donkey from Val Doonican.
Now, Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired, temporarily lazy and permanently tired, a leg at every corner, balance in his head, and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, we've underrated it, why not train it? Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, they oiled and imbricated it, got it to the post, and when they started, dropped the flag. There was Riley, pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, oh, Logan, Logan and everyone in town lined up attacking it and shoving it and smacking it. They might as well try to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking and twisting out of place. Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the muscles of the mighty never known to flinch. They couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. Delaney lay exhausted
braid hanging round his throat, with a grip just like a Scotsman on the £5 note. Starter Carter, he lined it with the rest of them. When it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off to cheer it, but it changed its mind again. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan and Mary Ann McGrath. She started poking it and grabbing it and choking it. It kicked her in the bustle and it laughed, hee-ha. The Whigs and Conservatives, the radical superlatives, Liberals and Tories, they hurried to the place. Stood there in unity, helping the community. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty, the judge, he came up to assist him, but still it wouldn't budge. And the jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen, Fagin were students of psychology, swore they'd shift him with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, and without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan and all the bally crew. Police and auxiliary, the garrison artillery, the second in the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers drew aside and they all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.
Van Doornikken and Delaney's donkey. The bookies, they all drew aside and all committed suicide the day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race.